Metro Motors.
Hey, is Jim in by chance?
Not till tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning?
On the road till tomorrow morning.
Jim Carrip, right?
Speaking, yeah. On the road till tomorrow morning. Yeah, that's
okay.
This is Steve. You got his cousin Steve. He's on the road, does a lot of buying and moving around for us. He's usually in the office Thursday morning, Friday morning.
Okay.
Or anything for him? Have a call back?
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great, actually.
Okay. Fire away.
My name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R.
Okay.
And I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
Okay.
And my direct dial is 858.
858.
252.
252.
1496.
1496.
What did you say the name of the business was there?
Well, this is we have two businesses here. One is called Metro Motors, which is our car agency. And the other one is Cities LLC, which is a renovation company we use.
Okay, yeah, we received an online application here from him for the Cities one.
Cities, there you go. Okay, probably because he's really busy doing a lot of construction stuff. I know he's got more work than he can do with 10 guys, so he's running out of cash to fund it. So
gotcha.
It's a good thing to have, but he needs some extra cash. I know we were talking about how to maybe structure it through our car situation, but we don't like to mingle the bit. We could probably do it that way, but we're going to look to see if we can get some funding elsewhere.
Yeah, we had received the online application there a few days ago.
Through a couple of these processes, and he shared it with, we're real close. So at the end of the day, what he's telling me is that everybody wants the checking accounts, which we see, but the rates are so damn high, and there are these draws per day, per diem. They're not conforming loans like you take a two-year loan or the payback or whatever. If you guys are in that per diem, per day thing, I doubt that that's going to work, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
we've had a million people call for that. One was... I think it comes to mind, Swift, maybe.
Yep,
and another
Swift.
One was Pearl Beta or Capital or something like that.
Okay, yeah, Pearl.
We've got a million phone calls. So do you offer a term loan, or are you guys per day, per diem, based on the checking accounts?
Yeah, so we do either daily, weekly, or monthly on the payout structures there, depending
monthly
on
monthly would probably work. This daily stuff, because the cash flow is good, but... It just people pay. I mean, our structure is we got about 75,000 on the books, but it turns every 30 to 45 days.
I got you.
The job's complete. You buy the commodities, job's complete. And then as the job's complete, then the people pay, or they pay a portion down going forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and of course, if you get more jobs, you need more money for more, cabinets, countertops, toilet.
Yeah.
That's where this capital would be going. So either we've got
to
slow down and work with what we have, or find something that would be a little more conforming to a monthly payment, which we can handle no problem. But the daily stuff makes us a little nervous.
Of course, of course. And then as far as how much capital you guys were looking to bring
We're looking at probably 25 or 30,000, not a huge amount because it turns pretty fast. But it doesn't take long to spend $15,000 on kitchen cabinets.
Of course.
Or bathroom stuff, or granite countertop, $6,000. So it doesn't take long. And then you get them half down, and it's 3 weeks to get the countertop in, and there's another 2 weeks before the people pay. So you've got a month at minimum of carry-on. Let's say you did four jobs, $7,000, $8,000. You're carrying for at least a month or more, plus the other commodities you buy, and plus you got to pay your guys on top of it. So... But we turn fast, so we don't screw around. But so we've both been vacillating on whether or not we want to slow it down or escalate it.
I gotcha.
Thought we'd reach out to decide, because we're managing it like it is. We're using the credit cards, and we got good lines on the cards. But then your credit score gets beat up when you do that.
You're messing with your credit at that.
Double-edged sword,
Yeah.
So you have the means, and but then you beat your credit up.
Yeah, you beat your credit up, and you're a little limited there on the amount. Once you max it out, there's nothing really nowhere else for you to go.
Exactly.
As far as those, net 30, net 45s. How often do you guys run into those situations there with these projects? Is that pretty routine, or is that just...
No, that's pretty much standard of the industry. Let's say I want to do your kitchen, per se. And you went in and you said, okay, fine. We go in and we demo it out. Takes 3 or 4 days. Well, I got to pay my guys to do that. And then we order your cabinets and stuff. We get usually 1/3 down from the client, which will cover usually the labor costs going in. The rest we put on a line with a, you know, with a company, and we've got good credit with Williams Distributing here in town. But you still got to pay a portion of it up front. So then as things go along, the electrician comes in, the plumber comes in. It's usually a 30 to 45 day, 60 max turnaround on start to finish. We don't do huge jobs, but just this garden variety, you know, kitchen with 20 cabinets and a granite countertop and some flooring is 60 days start to finish, time you get a demoed product in and out and done. My clients are high-end clients in a real high area, so I don't have any negative, nobody's never paid, so I don't have to worry about that. We do take credit cards as well, but you imagine you take a job that's $35,000 to renovate a kitchen. Mm-hmm. You tie up half your capital in labor costs and subs going forward. You get a third of that up front, and you know, maybe you catch a little bit more in the middle, but yeah. You get the balance at the end. So if you have 10 jobs or 5 jobs at $30,000 a piece, you do the math. I mean, it doesn't take long to eat up $100,000.
Yeah. Well, that's what that was actually going to be my next question, is 20 to 30 grand really going to get you guys up to that next level, or is that just going to get you through what you have right now?
Well, we have pretty good capital on our own right now. We've got about 100,000 that we work with, and so I don't know if I want to handle any more than that. You know what I mean? There's a certain point when you get to, you saturate, and now all of a sudden I've got to hire more people. We don't have any employees. Everything we do is subcontract, except the two of us. We do a lot of our own stuff. But so I don't want to take on, now all of a sudden I got to have a crew and I don't want to take on any more expense than what we have in terms of the operation. Does that make any sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to keep it at a limit where it's profitable for us to manage it like it is without having to take on me. I get a crew chief now. Of course, those costs just keep going up. Then one mistake, and then now you're out $20,000. So
yeah.
So maybe. I mean, that was kind of the number we talked about. I mean, you can look at what we have and see what it qualifies for, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
If we have to take it all, like the one company made us take it all, Swift would have approved us, I think, for 30, but they want us to take it all. And, I don't know if we needed it all right away. And then Pearl Beta, or one of them, Steve told me, they approved us for 50. And again, we had to take it all. So now you're paying back money on money that's not making any money.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why we thought... we talked to our accountant. He said, well, it looks like you guys, based on what you're doing in Roland, 25 or 30 would probably, 25 would probably be the number. Is 30 a deal breaker? No, $5,000 is not the big deal. So that's kind of where we're at. But Jimmy would have to make that decision. Because it's his deal. I do the car side of it, and I'm involved in his, but in terms of, getting bids and contracts.
Yeah.
But he's the hands-on guy that does this. He knows, he's the hands-on guy.
Yeah, is Jim on board too with not wanting to bring on a crew, or are you guys contemplating?
No, we're not bringing on a crew. We don't want to do that. I mean,
you don't want to
look
do
at
that.
You can. No, we don't. We don't want to do that. We're both in our. Jimmy's 65 or 67, 67, I think, and I'm 62. So it's not like we're looking for a career.
Yeah.
We're pretty good. We're in pretty good shape for where we are right now. You know, we don't owe anything in what we have. So at the end of the day, what we're trying to, we've got the business. You hate to turn it away because a lot of it's subcontracting stuff. So it's pretty good money. Do you know what I mean? For just kind of not getting your, just beating yourself. You're beating your body up too bad. We get any bigger than that, then I don't think that we want to do that. In fact, I'm sure we don't.
Okay.
I'm sure we
don't.
So we don't want to grow it any bigger than another maybe $100,000. We have enough cash flow rolling with what we got. We've been residualizing the profits to reinvest because we don't particularly need the money, per se, to live on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're trying to be smart, you know.
Of course.
Our bank line is with the auctions and stuff and with our bank, but they weren't interested in doing that for some reason. I don't know why either because our credit's perfect.
Interesting.
It was interesting. They wanted us to collateralize it with a bunch of other stuff, and I said, well, You know, we can't collateralize it. I mean, we can, but we got properties, and we got our homes, and, you know, I don't want much on my house. But I thought to myself, you know, I don't want to do that or not. So we may go back that route because the interest was cheap. It was like 5%. I'm sure your rate's a lot higher. The ones that we looked at were pretty high.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to get that rate because, like you just said, they're going to have you put the house. Yeah, they're going to have you put your house up, your business up. And, I mean, at your guys' point, I wouldn't be willing to do that. You know, I'd rather pay the extra.
Pay the extra juice and build it into the cost. Exactly.
Exactly. But so as far as approvals, is you know, we're
What do you need from him? Maybe I can, you know, I haven't called you, because I'm here every day. Okay. I run the office, so I'm here every single day. So if you call here, you probably talk to me more than once. In fact, I think you might have actually.
Well, it's going to be.
What are you looking for? The typical 3 months checking statements, all that stuff.
Yeah, it's just 6 months bank statements.
6 months.
Did you 2015 tax return, and then it's just a 1-page app that I would send out through email. You know, once we get that, if you guys are getting quotes and approvals from Swift and Pearl, if you guys shoot the approvals over, we have a match or beat policy, and especially with those two, we usually have no issue beating whatever offers they have.
We haven't done anything. What they've done is they've taken pretty much the information and said, here's what you qualify for. Do you want to proceed? And once they outline it's the per diem per day deal, we've stopped.
I see.
We have not got a, actually, here's what you qualify for based on the checking account statements.
Gotcha. Okay, so you haven't gotten an official approval.
No, I have not gotten it. You know, I've got the first blush call. Here's your, based on your checking statement, you qualify for X, and here's your next step. We need, you know, and but we ask the question of, okay, is this a per, is it, and we don't want the daily.
Yeah.
I can tell you that right now. We're not doing daily. So monthly is no problem. Dailies, we don't want to do daily.
What do you guys feel about weekly?
That might be something doable.
Okay.
That might be something. Because, like, the cash flow, you know, it's hard to say. We have enough cash flow. You'll see when you look, if we do get to that point.
Yeah.
The checking accounts, you know, run anywhere from $25,000 to $40,000 a month. 1 month was $70,000 in deposits. So we have enough money coming in, but we just don't know when it's coming sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's monthly, we could budget that on our own schedule here and know that we make that happen, no problem.
Yeah.
Twice a month, probably the same thing. Weekly, probably could do weekly. But daily, sometimes, you know, it's not that it'll be that much coming out a day, but every single day it hits, and if somebody doesn't pay us that week, now if, let's say it's $200 a day or whatever it is, that's $1,000 gone, and the guy doesn't pay, and he's a week later. We don't want to be in that position.
Yeah, the
we know we can handle a monthly bill because we have enough cash flow. We have enough cash flow to handle monthly. We can handle up to, you know, at 25, we'd like to pay it back quick. We can handle, you know, between 500 and 1,000 a month somewhere. Mm-hmm. That'd be no problem.
Yeah, so it makes complete sense, too, with you know, you said anywhere from net 30 to net 60. You wanting to avoid the daily payment is understandable.
Yeah.
As far as the approval goes, the amount is usually going to be based off your top-line revenue. Do you know what the business did in sales last year?
Last year, the 2015 taxes has not been filed. It was extended, meeting with the accountant. I know we're meeting with him on Monday to finalize that. 2014, I think the net revenue was, the gross revenue was 290, I think, 280. Net revenue to, I think, like 85 or 90 was net off of that business, off the 60 tax return of Jimmy's. I don't hold me to that because I'm just going by what we talked about.
Yeah, ballparking. Yeah. And then is he involved with the Metro Motors business as well?
Yes.
You guys are both involved in both businesses?
Yep.
Does the Metro Motors do more in sales?
The Metro Motors does, yeah, but we won't tie that to this business.
You want to keep them separate, that's
right. Yeah, each one's going to stand on its own. Like I said, we have enough with Metro Motors to probably fund that, but then pretty soon, all of a sudden, now a deal comes where we got to buy, you know, six or seven. We do a lot of mobility work, you know, buses and vans, and all of a sudden we've used that money to screw around in the construction side. It hasn't paid off, and we missed a deal to do mobility work. So we tried that once before years ago. We just decided that if they can't stand, they can't stand. That's why we're kind of being conservative on the growth side here. Metro Motors does probably, 600,000 a year, maybe 750.
Okay. Wow, that's a pretty healthy business there.
Yeah, yeah. We've been around 35 years, for almost 40, 38 years. So
wow.
And we don't have much debt, so that's a good thing. Other than the stupid credit cards and this other business we
No, yeah. I mean, as far as the approval, you know, we're going to probably be able to get you approved for right around the same amount dollar-wise that you said you've been hearing.
Yep.
The payment structure is going to be based more off of the credit side. I know you said your credit's good. Do you know what your score was?
The last FICO score that I looked at when was on my cards was 720 something, but since we use the cards now to kind of carry through here, I'm sure it's down in the 640s or 50s now.
Okay.
But you can see there's no late payments, there's no bankruptcies. You what I've just explained to you, if you look at the cards, you'll see what happened.
Okay.
It's a pretty easy trail to see. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, and there's no late payments. There's no, and we make pretty substantial payments to pay them down $3,000-$4,000 at a time. But we just pull our bag out to buy more commodities. We thought this is stupid, and we didn't. You know, we didn't think it'd grow this big.
Yeah, yeah.
Good problem to have, but you know, but the flip side of that is, like I said, it has hurt the credit score because I know Jim was concerned. He said, "Shit," you know.
Uh-huh. No, yeah, I definitely get where you're coming from. You know, as far as getting
double-edged sword. I mean, you need the money to do the business. We're making money, and all of a sudden now you took your score down. Obviously, I think the one couple cards we got $15,000-$20,000 lines on them. So you have to have a pretty good credit score to get a $15,000 line.
Yeah.
If you think that, geez, how did he get that with a 640 score? Something had to be wrong. Well, it was a 720 or 40 score at the time.
Gotcha. Were you guys going to be looking to use some of that capital then to just pay off those credit cards, free up?
Either way, I mean, it doesn't matter. We've been making we could pay the credit card down, or we would use the capital. I mean, it doesn't really matter. I mean, if we pay the credit cards down, then we don't have the capital, so we'd have to pull the credit card back out again. So that it's, you know what I mean? We'd have to sit down and structure the payout. We want to pay it back quickly.
So you're looking to
pay the credit cards off quickly. Yeah, I think, you know, I guess we can handle it between $500 and $1,000 a month easily. So if you did 25, I don't know what your rate would be. You could do it in, you know, 2 years or whatever. $8,000 a month, $12,000 a year. It'd be minimum 2 years plus probably a little more than that.
Yeah.
With the interest rate.
Yeah, you know, term lengths on the first timers, you're usually going to get anywhere from 6 months to 24-month terms there. So it's right in the realm of what you're looking to do.
Sure.
But, you know, it's definitely something I can push for there with working with underwriters. If you're really pushing for at least the weekly to monthly payments, it's something that we can look at. And like I said, we're going to have a match or beat policy, especially with Swift and Pearl.
Sure.
So if you are getting approvals for them and it's something you're kind of on the border with,
well, I can show you the emails they send me. Come on, get more cash. Your money's waiting. You know, shit. I mean,
yeah,
since we
yeah.
did the first blush, I mean, I get every single day. Now, for every reason, when we did that application, it's been just, you know, we've been getting deluged with, you know, it's almost insane.
I imagine once you take one out, man, they're gonna be hunting you down. So
it's almost insane.
Well,
almost. All right. Well, I'll pass this information along, Tyler. And so you kind of got a feel for what we're doing, and have him try to reach out to you. He's the final decision maker in this mess.
Okay.
It's a good problem to have, but he'll be the final decision maker.
Yeah, just let him know to give me a call. I'll be in the office here till 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. So if he does get a minute, we can kind of go over these details again, see if it's something we can work out for you guys.
And, perfect.
We'll be in touch. Is the email that he put down, is it Jimmy, is it Karip,
K-A-R-R-I-P? I think he's got a Gmail or Hotmail. Which one did he give you?
He gave me the Hotmail one, I think.
Then do the Hotmail. That's where all our stuff goes. Otherwise, we get deluged on the other side, too.
Gotcha. So I shot over that information there as well. So if you use the note or anything, all the information will be in that email.
Okay, perfect.
All right, well, it was good talking to you. Hopefully, we'll be in touch soon.
All right, Tyler. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.